Now listen and answer your questions.
Good luck with that. Can I have the task card back, please? Thanks. We've been talking about jobs. I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions relating to this. Let's consider the balance between work and free time. Do you think that the balance between work and free time in your country is about right?
I think it depends. For example, people who have government jobs mostly only work around 37, maybe 40 hours a week. However, in my country, a lot of people have their own small businesses. Really, a lot of people. And if you have a shop, for example, it can be difficult to decide to close. You don't know if another customer is just about to come through the door with a lot of money to spend. From what I've seen, people with their own shops regularly work extremely long hours, up to perhaps 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. The same can be true for other people who work for themselves.
I see. And what problems can be caused by too much work, do you think?
It can cause problems for family life, in my opinion. It's obviously not very good for children if they hardly ever see their parents. And from what I've seen, it can be very bad for relationships between married couples if they just work continuously and never have any fun together. I'm sure this is a common reason for divorces.
What can people do if they feel they are expected to do too much work?
Well, there's a law in my country which limits the working week to, I think it's 48 hours per week, maybe even less. But bosses frequently take no notice of this, so it can be a problem. If somebody is asked to work more than this, they should speak to their boss and ask to be given less work. But, of course, this can be difficult. It's not always easy to make a complaint to your boss. From what I've seen, they tend to make employees feel guilty for complaining.
Now, let's consider workaholics. Why do you think some people work so much that they become workaholics?
Workaholics? Obviously, it depends on the person, but in my experience, it's not really the money that makes them workaholics. I think it's just something in their personalities which doesn't allow them to stop thinking about work and switch off. For example, I have a friend who runs his own website. He works on it all the time. I don't think he sleeps much. But he doesn't make a lot of money from it, just enough to live. And I don't think he would make less money if he worked on it less. He's become a perfectionist. Every part of the site has to be absolutely perfect. It's become a kind of obsession for him. I think he's happy, but he just doesn't really have any interests at all, apart from his work. I guess that's just how he likes to live his life. It's up to him.